We'll start with our first agenda item, which is approval of minutes of September 5th.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of September 5th, 2023 of the Board of Equalization of Washington County.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item number two is the consideration of the Board of Equalization, which will turn this item to Fidel.
All right. So you've got three handouts. So let's grab the first handout is the first motion. These are properties that we're going to be changing the assessment levels for primary residential. So they were non-primary residential. These we had mailed action required letters, notice of determination, and we didn't get any responses. They were changed to non-primary, and now they came in during Board of Equalization. So there's about 900 there that will be changed into primary.
What's that? On what page is that?
It ends, oh, I'm sorry. It goes all the way to page 13. So yeah, starts on page. No, I'm sorry. It's your whole thing. It's your whole handout. You're getting me confused. It's a whole complete handout. It's all primary. The first staple one is all primary residential.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendations that these properties presented to us be changed from non-primary to primary status.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then the next one is just one piece of paper. And these are properties where the assessment level was primary, but we're changing them to non-primary. These are all people that called in and said, no, we don't want the primary. We're not primary. So that's what those changes are.
I congratulate them for calling to say we are not.
Yes, exactly.
We'd like to pay more tax.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations and change these properties that have been presented to us from primary to non-primary.
And I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and then the last handout with the clip has several motions on it. So first one, top of the page one, these are properties that there are adjustments made to the market value and also change of assessment level to primary residential.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the recommendations of these, five properties. That we have changed the market value and also changed the assessment level to primary residential.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the next one is just one property. That property requested a change to market value. They're getting no adjustments in that market value, but they will be changed to primary residential.
I'll even make that motion. I move that we adjust this one property from market value and change of assessment level to primary residential.
No adjustments
to market value, but a change of assessment level to primary residential.
Yeah.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the next one is also one property. This property is having no adjustment to market value, but it is going to be changed to FAA.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations on this one property, not adjusting the property value, but changing the assessment level to FAA.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, then the next three are properties that will be adjusted to exempt.
I'll make the motion that we accept these three properties adjusted to exempt.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, then the next group is on the bottom of page one, and then when you flip, they flip this way. It's kind of weird, that's the way the printer printed them. So they stay at the bottom of page one, and they go at the top of page two. These are all properties that are going to have partial exemptions. So they were all taxable, but now they're partially exempt. They're being prorated because they went either from part of them went to an exempt entity. So they're not going to all be in an exempt entity's name, but part of it will be exempt.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendations on these, this list of properties presented to us, changing or making an adjustment to partially.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the next group starts at the bottom of page two, and it's going to go to the middle of page two, and it's going to go to the bottom of page eight. And these are all properties that were appealed, and there were adjustments to market value made.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendations on adjustment to market value for this list of properties that's been presented.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and the next three properties have to be split out due to Utah code. So these are properties that do have an adjustment to market value, and they were adjusted by least $1 million and 20%. So it's together. So it's $1 million, not just anything adjusted over $1 million, it's adjusted over $1 million, and that number is 20% of the beginning value. So these three were adjusted over $1 million, and they were adjusted more than 20% of value.
I'll move that we accept these three adjustments to market value of both 20% and $1 million.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and then the rest of the sheet are properties that appeal to market value and they were given no adjustments.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make recommendations that this list of property receive no adjustments to market value.
And I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's all passed.
All right, that's it.
Thank you very much. That will close the OB.